Antifa viciously beat female real estate employee in her home. By Chris Tomlinson on November 5, 2019. German far-left Antifa extremists broke into the apartment of a real estate company employee and viciously beat her in an ongoing war against a luxury apartment development in Leipzig. The attack saw two far-left extremists invade the apartment of the 34-year-old real estate worker at around 7 p.m. on Sunday and hit her in the face with their fists several times, according to police spokesman Andreas Loepke, German tabloid Bild reports. After the attack, Loepke said that the Antifa extremists told the woman, "Goodbye, greetings from Konwitz." The Konwitz area of Leipzig has long been associated with Antifa, as the group even boasts its own Facebook page. The Antifa group has been at war over the development of several construction sites across Leipzig this year, setting two cranes on fire on October 3 at a site run by the same company the 34-year-old female victim works for and causing an estimated 10 million euros in damages. According to police spokesman Loepke, the home invasion and assault is an entirely new tactic from the far-left extremists. There were already comparable home visits from the left spectrum. But they have always been against right-wing extremists, he said. Leipzig Lord Mayor Burkhard Jung, a member of the left-wing Social Democrats, SPD, also condemned the violence saying, "A line has been crossed, the militant left scene does not even shy away from attacks on defenseless women. The line spread by the extreme left-wing scene, that they are violent only against things and state institutions, but not against people, is exposed for what it always was, a lie," he added. "The rule of law must be applied consistently. We have to be careful that in the current debate about right-wing terrorism, we do not lose sight of left-wing extremism and its contempt for humanity, which is not inferior to that of the right wing," he said, warning that political murders by the left could be on the horizon. The extremists involved in the attack took credit on the far-left publishing platform Indie Media, saying they decided to meet those responsible for building a problematic project in the south of Leipzig where it really hurts, in their face. Indie Media has been used time and time again by Antifa extremists in Germany to take credit for acts of violence and sabotage, including the attempted assassination of populist Alternative for Germany, AfD, MP Frank Magnitz earlier this year in Bremen. Antifa extremists also published an assassination guide on the platform in February with tips on how to kill AfD politicians and other political enemies. The site was well known as a place not only for extremists to brag about attacks, but also to give each other advice on how to sabotage infrastructure and build weapons, including explosives. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.